B-Pod Studios.
Wake up in the morning. It's the Manny and Laurent Show.
It's how I get my morning started.
First thing in the morning.
Kiss 95.1. Let's do it. A Wednesday show with Manny and Laurent. Good morning, everybody.
You just broke my heart. I thought today was Thursday.
Well, Loren, we started the week on Tuesday, so...
I know.
Let's not be greedy.
I don't know why I thought that.
Why, you thought today was Thursday?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. So does that change your plans then? Are you not out tomorrow? Or?
No, I am out tomorrow.
Dude, you have to leave early.
Yeah.
Like, I have to leave early today. I mean, I'll be here for a majority of the show, but at like 9:05 this morning, right after we get off the air, I got to take off and go to my daughter's kindergarten graduation.
Aww.
And that's where I was going to start with the one thing I wanted to share with you today. My gosh, so many things are coming down the pipe, and I felt like I was prepared for everything, but I'm not prepared for anything. Like, I was shocked yesterday.
You mean mentally prepared for it?
Yeah, I don't know why. I guess I was like, let me just get through... So first, let's go back. A lot of things in my life were delayed because we took our trip to the Bahamas in early April. And I'm like, Let me just get through the Bahamas. And then right after that, for me and my family, was Disney. Let me just get through Disney. Then it was, let me just get through Memorial Day. And then I got sick.
Hit in the face.
Right? Then I got sick somewhere. Let me get over this sickness. And now I'm like, I saw my nanny yesterday when I picked Ruby up, and she's like, I'll see you tomorrow. And I'm like, yeah, I'll see you. I'll pick, you know, same time, like around 3:00. She's like, no, I'll see you at the graduation. I was like, oh my God, is that tomorrow? Like, where did that come from?
It just all came down at one time, it feels like.
Dean's got his EOGs, his end of the grades testing, so we're working on him, you know, to be calm and cool with that. And it's just like, whoa, a lot came down yesterday. Plus, I have a surgery that I have to get done, and I booked that, and Amanda's like...
You didn't book it?
Yeah, but Amanda's like, you can't book it then. She's like, you can't book the surgery that week. I'm not here.
Oh,
and you can't be at the house alone. I go, gender transformation surgery, reassignment surgery, is not something where I need to sit down.
That's not... No.
I can't even say what kind of surgery it is, because it's part of a lawsuit, and I've signed something that says I can't talk about it. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so yesterday was just kind of a schedule disaster, and we're not even inside a Mercury retrograde. Oh my gosh. Holy cow.
Okay.
So that's my world. It was just crazy yesterday. Oh, and then I took Ruby to dance. Remember, she's got a recital this weekend.
Right.
And even that's different. I don't see any of the parents I normally see. It's packed. I mean, there are usually when I drop Ruby off, there's like three other classes going on. There must have been 10 classes going on.
And that's because they're all like getting fitted for their costumes.
Well, they're beyond that. They're doing last run through at this point. Yeah.
Dress rehearsals.
So I take Ruby to the room that she normally goes to dance, and the teacher's like, not even the teacher that I normally see. And she's like, oh, okay, yeah, you're 4 and 5. You're in this room over here. I'm like, what? I've never been in the green room before. That's crazy.
You hate change.
I really do.
You do hate change.
You're right, I do.
I like change. You hate change.
I don't do well with change because I anticipate it to be the same way. So, anyway, what's going on in your world?
Well, much like you, I'm dealing with parent things. So, Cash has his end of the year party tomorrow and field trip for field day. They go off campus for field day, which I think is insane. But neither here nor there. I, being the class mom, sent out a sign-up sheet for everybody to donate things to the class party.
Right.
Well, nobody ever signs up for the stupid craft or game. So I always get stuck with it. Well, I went on Pinterest. I found a really cute kindergarten summer bingo. And I downloaded it.
Oh, good.
Okay. I then printed out 19 of these things.
Can we play it?
Well, yeah. But the problem is... And I realized this yesterday morning after I had my husband go to Kinko's and print 19 of them, that if I give all the kids this bingo card, they're all going to win at the same time.
Yeah, it has to be different.
Yes. So now I'm sitting here this morning, and this is what I did all day yesterday. I only have 3 left. I'm cutting these stupid bingo cards up, rearranging them, and re-gluing them on cardstock so that all the kids don't win at the same time.
You couldn't find the same game, but in different...
It's like one of those free things that you download, and it was just an example. So this was my cheap way of getting out of it. But then here I am, wasting my time.
Yeah, while you guys will be commuting into work, wherever you're going to school today, just know that Loren will be sitting here cutting and pasting bingo cards.
So if she seems hell.
Yeah, if she seems disinterested during your call today, that's why. She's busy. Let me see. What's on the bingo card?
I only have two left. So I should be done in 30 minutes.
Umbrella, sunglasses, sand pal, beach ball, seashell, surfboard, starfish, crab, kite, flip-flops, ice cream, palm tree, coconut drink. You put a cocktail on there?
It's a kid's...
Nice. Pineapple.
It doesn't say...
What are they, swinging?
Coconut alcoholic drink.
Pineapple, you put that in front of your house if you're a swinger. Flower, popsicle, sandcastle, kiwi, sun hat, strawberry, sun, swimsuit, which, by the way, is showing way too much skin, butterfly, and hot dog.
It's a one piece.
Hot dog. Oh, I guess a hot dog is summer. Yeah, okay. I'm into that.
Right. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, right?
I can't wait to play later.
Now the only thing you have me second guessing is the coconut drink. It's a coconut drink, not a cocktail.
It's like a cocktail to me. But maybe that's just the way I see it. It's Manny and Loren. Let's go.
It's the Manny and Loren Show on Kiss 95.1.
All right, I told you there's a guy who dropped his phone in a lake, right?
Yep.
This happened in India. But he's been arrested.
Why?
Well, because he's a government official. No, he's a government official, and he was suspended from his job after he ordered all the water in the reservoir be drained so he could get his smartphone back when he dropped it to take a selfie.
That sounds like me. In my neighborhood when I made them drain the baby pool to see if my ring was in there.
Is that not the greatest story?
That's hilarious.
He is charged after he dropped his Samsung phone in the Kerkata Dam in the central Indian state. The Times Indian newspaper reported he first asked local divers to jump into the reservoir to find the device, claiming it contained sensitive government data. But after the initial efforts to retrieve his smartphone failed, he asked for the reservoir to be emptied using diesel pumps. Over the next 3 days, more than 2 million liters of water were pumped out of the reservoir, which was enough to irrigate at least 1,500 acres of land.
Holy cow.
In the videos that went viral on social media, he was seen sitting under a red umbrella as diesel pumps run to drain the water from the reservoir. So wait, doesn't he, so in India, I guess, because he's a government official, if he says drain the reservoir, they just drain the reservoir?
Like,
there's
why?
No, checks and balance system?
I don't know.
He told the local media that the water in the reservoir was unusable for irrigation and that he had received permission from a senior official to drain it.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, but come on. He received the permission.
Yeah. No, it's fine. Go ahead, do it.
Right, yeah, I just talked to Joe.
I mean, that's basically what I did in my neighborhood. I was like, listen, I talked to the manager. He said it was fine. Just drain the pool.
All right, so get this. After this guy drops his phone in the reservoir, then demands that 2 million liters of water be pumped out so he can get it back, he eventually found it, but it wouldn't start because it was so waterlogged.
So it was all in vain anyway. The thing was destroyed.
I mean,
wouldn't you think that?
I mean, who is this?
I'm pretty sure you can,
This is Taylor Swift. Only Taylor Swift can get this kind of thing passed. Like, if Taylor Swift dropped her phone in a Lake Norman and she was like, I need it drained, they would be like, okay, we'll do everything we can to get this lake drained so that you can get your phone back, Taylor.
I guess so. But, at what point can your government not just wipe your phone?
Yeah, I don't know.
Right?
Seems to me like there was other things on there that he wanted.
Uh-huh.
You guys are always my morning show to listen to on my way to work.
On Kiss 95.1.
So... I was talking to somebody. I'm not going to incriminate this person.
Okay.
I think this is illegal.
Well, there's companies that do it in the U.S. I used to work for one.
All right. Hold on. Don't get ahead of me.
Okay.
I said it sucks because in January, I had a little battle with COVID, pretty much asymptomatic, little cough. Then allergies hit. Then allergies didn't go away and became a nasal infection. And then I got away from things and things were feeling better. Now all of a sudden I got a cough again and I was telling him about it and I go, the doctor gave me amoxicillin, and I wish he would just give me like 365 pills of amoxicillin just so that you could have one a day and knock out any kind of infection that you have going on.
Yeah, but it stops working if you take it too much. That's why it's hard for doctors to prescribe it.
This guy goes, I can make that happen for you. I go, what are you, a pharmacist? Are you a doctor? What do you mean you can make that happen for me? He goes, dude, there's a website where you can go on and buy any prescription drug without a prescription. I go, what? Dude, that cannot be legit. What are you talking about? Where does it come from? A country with so many vowels, like all consonants in it and no vowels? And you can't even, you know, say what country it is, pronounce it. No,
a lot of them come from Canada.
Comes from Canada, he says. I'm like, what? He gives me the website. I'm not going to say it on the air or anything, but the website's just, it's like numbers.
Yeah.
And you know about this?
Yeah. I used to work for a company that did this.
What are you talking about?
So in college, for a brief moment, I worked for a call center. And the my first position in the company or department in the company was handling calls for people who, like, because there is still some restriction on it. Like, you could give Vicodin, but you couldn't get it, like, every day. You had to, like, wait until your prescription ran out.
What prescription?
You like, saw an online, you, like, typed in your symptoms, and a doctor reviews it and then, like, gives you whatever you want for it.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
No wonder there's an issue. You know what I mean? So,
would the doctor ever turn anybody down?
I never met the doctor.
Well, I mean, I doubt it. It's an online pharmacy that's there for getting you things.
Manny, what I'm telling you is just, I don't know if there really was a doctor.
No, I get it. That's what I'm saying. Like, nobody ever turned, you never got turned down.
Well, people got turned down for, like, time in between. But then they would call you, and because they're detoxing, they would, like, scream at you on the phone. So the stress was too much. I asked to be transferred to a different department.
What were they detoxing from?
From their prescription drugs that they couldn't get. Because they took too many up front and then didn't have enough for the back end, and then they needed more. Just, like, I mean,
they're doing, like, opioids?
Yeah.
No, that's not what I need.
I know that's not what you need, but that's what some of these, like, places that are online were selling. I don't know if that's still a thing.
Well, does anybody else know about this?
25 years ago.
I mean, do you guys know about the black market prescription drug? This is crazy to me.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I never heard it. Oh, and he goes, the first time I heard about this was...
What shady people are you hanging out with?
Well, he's not a shady person. That's why this caught me off guard, and that's why I kind of thought about it for a minute. I'm like, well, this guy's doing it. He's legit.
Yeah.
2021, he said that he got that the COVID cocktail from there. And he's like, no issues ever since.
That's probably where people are getting Ozempic and stuff now, too.
Yeah. He's like, amoxicillin. He's like, the little blue pill. Whatever you need, dude. He's like...
We sold a lot of Viagra.
Unbelievable. I'm like, what? I knew that you could buy, you know, shady drugs on the black market. I didn't know that there was a prescription drug black market. And that's, like you said, that's scary. Mm-hmm. And I cannot believe you worked in the call center there.
I was like 18 years old, maybe. But, like, it freaked me out so much, and I just couldn't handle the stress. I asked to be transferred to a different department.
Oh,
guess what department they transferred me to?
What? What department?
The adult website department.
The adult website department? People call for that?
Yes. So people would see, we were in the, like, it was billing.
Hi, my U-porn's not working properly.
No, that's not the calls we would get. We would get a call from the wife who's looking at her credit card bill. And she's like, I'm sorry, could you tell me what this charge is for $37? I'm like, your husband's watching porn.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos. It's the Manny and Lorenz Show.
Got to give a shout out to all the students across the Carolinas. I know North Carolina is doing it. I don't know if South Carolina is, but it's EOGs. which is the OGS.
Okay.
The E-OGS.
The E-OGS? What is it?
And the braid testing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cash is called something different. It's called MAP testing? MAPS testing, maybe?
Maybe. Maybe Union County, where we live, it's called the EOG. But good luck to everybody who's doing their end-of-the-year testing. And today is my daughter Ruby's graduation, so I'll be there for that at pre-K. And then I'm getting her all ready to go to K.
Yeah.
You know, and I was filling out all the paperwork and stuff, but it's just crazy, man. Really is. And then it's kind of sad because our nanny, who we've had for 10 years now, with my job hours and with Amanda's job hours, we found an awesome nanny named Mary, and Mary has been part of our kids' lives every day almost. And when Amanda goes out of town, they sleep at her house.
Mm-hmm.
So it's basically like, you know, our aunt.
Yeah.
And she won't have Ruby full time next year, you know?
But she'll still have her.
No, she won't.
No, not at all.
Because I'll get Ruby off the bus. That's
sad. So now, is she sad?
She picks up Ruby from pre-K and takes her home, and then I grab her like 4 hours later after she feeds her, hangs out with her, you know, and then I get home from work, get Dean off the bus, blah, blah, blah. So next year we won't have her except for like overnights and if, you know, there's a fill-in. Yeah, she said she's looking for another family. So
sure, my kids?
I don't know. If you're in the Weddington area and you want to have an awesome nanny, I never told her I was going to do this. She'd kill me if she knew I was doing this. The one thing that's off limits on the radio show, no matter what I do,
is always Mary
the nanny. Except the time I told you where she saved Dean's life, remember?
Yes.
In a parking lot, he almost got hit by a car and she dove and like...
Didn't she hurt herself?
She did. She ended up getting stitches on her hand. I mean, that's how solid of a nanny she is. Older boys who graduated college, you know, it's a good situation. But good luck to all those students. And it was just surreal kind of going into a new chapter in the Maney life, you know, in our household. The other thing that I thought was awesome this past week on Memorial Day was we watched a lot of movies. So Dean got to see Moneyball, which I love, and we watched that.
My husband's in there. Yep.
Yep. Mm-hmm. We watched Captain Phillips was on HBO. I made him watch that. He loved that. And then I go, Dean, you know what we're going to do tonight? We're going to watch a ridiculous comedy, and you and I are going to sit on the couch and we're just going to laugh. And he goes, okay, Dad, what is it? I go, Ace Ventura, Pet Detective.
I love Ace Ventura.
Hi there, nice to see you. Bumblebee Tuna, Bumblebee Tuna.
And it's Ace 2 that I love more than Ace
really?
1. I love Ace 2, yes. Which they shot down in South Carolina, believe it or not. A lot of Ace 2.
The first one was shot in Miami, which is probably why I love it.
I think what triggered me was when we were in Disney and we were on the safari ride and we saw the rhinos. I remembered the Ace Ventura coming out of the butt of the rhino in Ace 2. Awful hot in these rhinos. But he and I are just sitting there. We're dying laughing. I mean, good Southern hearty laughs. But that doesn't always happen. Like, Amanda was upset that the kids weren't into the original Little Mermaid.
Yeah.
Like Ruby got bored with it.
Well, I asked
Cash. They liked the new one.
See, but I asked Cash if he wanted to go to the new one because I want to see it. My boys have no interest. And I'm like, come on. Go for Mom.
Just do it for Mom. That's why we're throwing this question out there. Jump on the phones right now and give us a quick call. What movie did you love but the kids hated? Or what movie did your parents love but you hated as a kid? We'll take either one of those at 704-570-9595. Because let's be honest, it's generational. And like if they watch a movie now, they'd be like, oh, it looks so old.
Mm-hmm. Nicole tells us that sometimes when we're like, hey, you gotta watch this.
Yeah, Breakfast Club came out in the 80s. It's a good movie.
The Manny and Lorenz Show on demand.
Talking about the movies that the parents love but the kids hate. Someone said, my mom loves Wizard of Oz, but I hate it, in all capitals.
Oh, my gosh.
We got a text message from 203 that says, I love Happy Gilmore, and my kids hated it. I was crushed. Erica in Concord said, I watched Steel Magnolias with my 16-year-old, and she did not enjoy it, so I promptly showed her the door.
How can you not like Steel Magnolias?
I don't know. 704-570-9595. The movies the parents loved, but the kids hated.
The Manny and Lorenz Show on demand.
A lot of people are texting in, Lorenz, telling us movies that the kids hate, but the parents love.
Oh my gosh. Somebody said Tombstone is boring. I feel the same way. My husband loves that movie.
Tombstone's fantastic. Someone said, like, even the kids are different. My 17-year-old loves the Disney movies, but my 13-year-old could care less. Someone said, I like Dumb and Dumber 2. Mm-hmm. My dad did not like that one at all.
I didn't like that one either.
National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. My kids like Elf instead. My wife doesn't like Christmas Vacation. She doesn't like the pratfall thing. Like, she thinks that he's silly, you know? Let's see. Kids hated Harry Potter, but I'm obsessed with it. Oh, my gosh.
Like, when you love something like people love Harry Potter, a little part of you dies when you can't, like, pass that love on.
Yeah, Kirsten in Charlotte said, my daughter is 10 and couldn't get through the movie Big, which we loved. We tried Goonies. Nope, didn't make it. But we tried it again, and then she ended up loving it.
Okay.
So maybe try again, right? Mm,
that's right.
I love you so much. I listen every single morning.
Oh, we're glad we could put a smile on your face. Thank you so much for listening.
It's the Manny and Loren Show on Kiss 95.1.
My friends are crazy. I say it all the time.
I love it.
Listen.
I told you I want to have a panel. I want to invite all, like, five of your Florida friends who are single, who have these dating stories, to come up and, like, hang with us.
I know, but, like, one in particular, and I won't say her name, but it's the same one, the whole boat thing that she, like...
Oh, she uses a guy for the boat that he has.
Yeah.
He's not that attractive, but okay, anyway.
So she's already kind of a mess, but she's dating this new guy, and... We were just like, she was telling me about him. I was like, oh, cute. You know, what are y'all doing this weekend? And she's like, we're going to build a house for Habitat for Humanity. I was like, what? No, it's not beyond her. She is a good person. Like, it's not beyond her.
That's right. That's where I thought you were going to go. Like,
No.
You could care less about people. Unless it's you.
Technically, yeah, she could care less about guys, right? Like, she just likes to, like, get what she can out of the situation and move on. But it's not, she is a good person. So, doing something for Habitat for Humanity or a charity did not surprise me. The fact that she is going to build a house with a guy that she just met, because that's what he does, she couldn't tell you what end of a hammer to use.
Hey, I think a lot of people, though, that show up for the Habitat for Humanity thing kind of get, you don't really show up with a lot of knowledge. And that's what's cool about it is, like, you learn.
Yeah, I would just be afraid to live in the house after she touched it. Like, no lie, I've never seen her ever pick up a toy. She can't even change a battery out of a toy.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we're not talking...
Yeah, so she's doing this for him, let's be honest.
Yes.
Like you said, so she's doing it for him, and part two is she's doing something nice for a family.
Right. Right.
I don't know why it's funny.
I know. That's, like, not her number one, right? And I'm like...
Who is he, Chip Gaines?
No. But I'm like, dude, this isn't going to last. You're going to move on to the next one as soon as you find something better. Like, what are you doing?
I don't know, but Habitat for Humanity is like, as long as she keeps dating these guys, like, we'll get a ton of homes built because of her. And we can count on her every week if there's a hot guy.
Yeah. hopefully whoever she's bringing knows more about... building than she does.
Yeah, see, Jenny and Rock Hill said our fifth grade class helped build the house for Habitat for Humanity. They assist you and, you know, they tell you what to do and, you know, maybe her job is to sweep up after the guys
I think she can handle that.
How long do you think she'll be with this guy who invited her to come to Habitat for Humanity to build a house?
3 weeks. She's going to show up on the job one day and be like, this is too hard. I don't want to date him anymore.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Lorette.
Bring it.
On Kiss 95.1.
Sandra, welcome to the Manny and Lorette Morning Show.
Sandra. Oh, hold on. My fault. There you go.
Hey, Sandra.
Good morning.
Good morning. You're playing Can't Beat Lorette today. Lucas, yes. Ava, and Willow is with you?
That's correct.
All right. Let's see how you guys do.
Thank you.
Throw her out of the studio, everyone.
Please get out,
Loren. I'm going. Thanks for asking nicely.
There you go. Please get out. Loren walking out into the hallway. She can't hear these questions. It's Loren versus the crew headed off to Davenport, you said, right?
Yes.
All right. Here we go. Question number one. This Kardashian, who most recently broke up with Pete Davidson, is reportedly interested in someone new, but is taking things slowly. Who is she?
Kim Kardashian.
And the Bravo host of What Happens Live is calling for fans to be less harsh on Tom Sandoval. Who are we talking about? Do you know who hosts those Watch What Happens Lives?
Guys, I need some help here.
Yeah.
No. Okay, we don't know that one.
Okay. This TikTok and blah, blah, blah pop star is going on tour this fall.
TikTok.
Yep, who sings the song TikTok?
TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
It begins with a K.
Is it...
Three.
Okay,
Katy Perry. Okay, question number four. Kate Beckinsale took to social media to praise her 1993 Much to Do About Nothing co-star who saved her on the red carpet after a wardrobe malfunction. This co-star was also in movies like John Wick and The Matrix. Do you know who that is?
Yes, his name.
Yep, you see his face.
Like Keanu Reeves.
Okay, question number five. This woman once thought to be a visionary after founding a healthcare company called Theranos has begun her 11-year prison sentence. Do you know who that is?
Elizabeth. I don't know. I don't remember her last name.
Okay. Not bad. You got half of that one. Come on in, Loren. All right, Sandra, Lucas, Ava, and Willow.
They got my friends do.
They got two correct, but the questions are hard today.
Okay.
All right. Let's see how you do, Loren. This Kardashian, who most recently broke up with Pete Davidson, is reportedly interested in someone new, but is taking things slow. Who is she?
Kim Kardashian.
That is correct. You knew that one as well. It's 1-1. And this Bravo host of What Happens Live is calling for fans to be less harsh on Tom Sandoval. Who are we talking about?
Andy Cohen.
Andy Cohen is the answer we were looking for, everyone. They kind of had it on the tip of their tongue, but couldn't get that one right. So 2-1, Ren. And this TikTok and blah, blah, blah pop star is going on tour this fall.
Oh, that's fun. Kesha.
Kesha is the answer we were looking for. Unfortunately, they said Katy Perry, 3-1. Kate Beckinsale took to socials to praise her 1993 Much Ado About Nothing co-star who saved her on the red carpet after a wardrobe malfunction. This co-star also played in movies such as John Wick and The Matrix.
Keanu Reeves.
That is correct. They knew that one as well. So it's 4-2, Ren. And question five.
That helped a lot.
Oh, yeah.
This woman, once thought to be a visionary after founding a healthcare company called Theranos, has begun her 11-year prison sentence. There was also a movie about her that was on streaming that did really well. Who is she?
Elizabeth Holmes.
Elizabeth Holmes is the answer we're looking for. They knew Elizabeth, could not get the Holmes part. Loren, final score, 5-2. You win.
Sandra, Lucas, Ava, Willow. I'm so sorry. You know what we want to hear before we let you go?
We are Sandra,
Lucas,
Ava, and Willow,
and we can't beat Loren.
Thanks for playing, guys.
And don't be quiet now that you guys lost. Nobody wants to say their names.
Stop.
Well, you should have heard Sandra. She's like, I need a little help here, guys.
Oh.
Anyway, it was fun. Thanks for playing, y'all.
The Manny and Loren Show.
Loren, what's this I hear? That your favorite couple of J-Lo and Ben Affleck have a blended family with Jennifer Garner now?
Yeah, well, I mean, Jennifer Garner and Ben Affleck had kids together, so yeah, they're all blended.
Yeah, but did you hear about the weird blend?
Mm-mm.
Jennifer Garner took J-Lo's daughter, whose baby daddy is Mark Anthony, to Disney.
Oh, I get it.
Along...
Because the kids all spend a lot of time together, so they get close. And then if one kid goes to Disney and they want to take a friend, then by default, it's the half-step-sister thing.
Yeah, sounds great.
Yeah.
Serafina is Jennifer Garner's and Ben Affleck's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And on Sunday night, she was spotted with Emma, the daughter of Ben Affleck's current wife, Jennifer Lopez, and baby daddy, Mark Anthony.
Yeah.
The blended family was spotted together enjoying the amusement park, with Garner occasionally pausing to act as a photographer for the two kids. Garner and Affleck have three kids together. Lopez has twins, Emmy and Max, mm-hmm. with Mark Anthony. Those are her only other kids?
Yeah.
Okay. I love this. I think it's very cool for the families to kind of blend this way.
Yeah, I do too. I like the blended family of the kids better than I like the relationship.
You would rather the kids be friends and J-Lo and Ben Affleck to break up. You still haven't gotten over that, huh?
Nope. Not over it.
Like, what are you expecting to happen between the two?
I hope it stays the way that it is for
her. I don't think you do hope that.
No, I do hope that.
I don't think you do.
I'm skeptical. I am a skeptic.
Who should she be with? Perfect scenario. Your girl, J-Lo, who, by the way, you might not know, Loren just absolutely loves and adores her, J-Lo. And she should be with whom?
Herself? I don't know. I honestly, God, don't know who she should be with, but...
Joe Alwyn?
No. I don't know. There's just something about Ben that's like, dates her, and he just looks miserable all the time.
Yeah, there was that video last week. It looked like he was kind of yelling at her, giving her grief for getting into the car.
He was annoyed with the paparazzi who was following them. But, like, can we get the man some Botox in his mouth or something? Like, I mean, for God's sakes, he just looks miserable all the time.
He has RBF?
Yes.
Oh, he's such a good actor. He was awesome in Air.
He was good in Argo, too.
He's great in Argo.
And you know what? I like him as an actor. I just don't like him as a person.
What's the one with all the twists and turns with he and his wife?
Oh, which one is that?
You know, the one where, like, they think he killed his wife? What's that one called, producer Nicole? What is it?
Gone Girl.
Gone Girl.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yes. That's what I'm talking about, Gone Girl. But I'm just curious if you guys also are in a situation where... you're both remarried and the kids from the other marriage are all good friends. I think that's such a fantasy world, and I don't think that really happens in real life.
Oh, I don't know. I think it does.
And unfortunately, a lot of it has to do with parental jealousy and the fact that, you know, the divorce ended badly. And so because of that, if the husband divorces the wife and the wife remarries, he's not going to care about the new husband's kid. That's what we're talking about here.
Mm-hmm.
His ex-wife's new husband's child. That's a distance.
It is a distance. But I think, I don't know. I mean, I think if the kids are going back and forth and spending time in your house.
Yeah.
Then there's that possibility.
Someone says we just did a Disney World trip too. Same situation. Both my ex-husband and I are remarried. We took all the kids.
Yeah. I get it.
Someone else wants to know if you saw J-Lo's new movie, Mother, Loren.
I did. I saw it the day it came out.
And now people are just texting us great movies that Ben Affleck was in.
Yeah. I don't think I saw Deepwater.
Listen, we don't need to say Ben Affleck is a good actor.
Yeah, he is a good actor.
But you're just not happy with him with her.
We just need to get him some Botox so he doesn't look so miserable all the time.
You were happy with him and Jen Garner. But you don't really care for Ben, then. That's the whole thing.
Yeah, okay. I just don't really care for Ben. I mean, he cheated on his wife with the nanny, and he had a gambling and, like, thing going on. I don't know.
Arnold Schwarzenegger had a child with the housekeeper that looks just like him. Isn't that right, Arnold? Isn't that right?
That's right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
See?
Yeah.
Get ready. WNKS, WNKS, HD Charlotte.
Yeah.
Charlotte's number one music station. And home of the Manny and Loren Morning Show. Kiss 95.1.
Ren, before we get into the datum or dump 'em, two interesting text messages that we got in regards to a blended family.
Yes.
We were talking about Jennifer Garner and Ben Affleck.
Uh-huh.
You know, they got divorced. They have their daughter, but... Jennifer Garner.
Three kids.
Yeah, right. And Jennifer Garner was spotted with J-Lo's daughter from Mark Anthony at Disneyland. So it was kind of interesting to me that she's taking her ex-husband's new wife's kid to Disney.
Yeah.
But listen to this. Jody and Min Ho says, I know someone whose spouse had an affair and had a child. The husband took the newborn in as his own.
Whoa.
That is amazing.
Wow.
Janine in Charlotte says, my ex-husband always comes to Disney with my family. We have a son together. How cool is that?
So two families vacation together?
Yeah.
I mean, listen, if you are mature enough to have a good relationship with your ex, I say go for it.
Yeah. Let me say hi to Nikki from Date 'Em or Dump 'Em. Nikki, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good, Nikki. So the conversation that we're having before we come to your Date 'Em or Dump 'Em is your future, potentially. If you marry this guy, have kids, then get divorced, you might be taking his new wife's child with you to Disneyland. Do you understand that?
Oh, my God. I mean, I'm not even there yet. I got to get to the altar first.
All right, you got to get to it the next date first.
Yeah, we'll talk to you. Let's knock this song out. I got to run to the restroom. And then we'll come back, and we'll talk to you about your Date 'Em or Dump 'Em, because like everybody else, let me guess, dating sucks. Sucks, right?
It sucks.
Yeah.
And on and off these dating sites, it's a mess.
All right. I know. Hang tight for us. We're going to talk about this wonderful guy who does something annoying.
It's the Manny and Loren Show. It's 95.1.
Date 'Em or Dump 'Em. If you're in a situation where you meet somebody and everything's fantastic, but you're not sure if there's a red flag in what you saw, just come on with us and we'll decide your date fate. Loren, this is Nikki.
Hey, Nikki.
Hey.
All right, so you need Date 'Em or Dump 'Em. Tell us about the guy and what's weighing on you.
All right, so, I mean, we've been out on two dates, which, honestly, I know that doesn't sound like a lot, but this online dating world is absolutely awful, and I've been on it forever, and so when someone comes of value, you're sort of like, okay, there's some weight in this.
Can I ask a question I don't think I've ever asked on Date 'Em or Dump 'Em?
Yeah.
When y'all are going on these dates, like you said you went on two dates, is it like an hour, or is it like an all-nighter? Like, how many hours do you think you spent with him between two dates?
I mean, like, the first date was probably only, like, 2 hours, but then the second one was a good, like, 4 or 5.
Yeah, okay. So you get to know the person. It's not just, like, dinner's done, we go our separate ways.
Right.
All right, fair enough. Continue.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, like, he's been the best thing that's popped into my life. He's really cute. Mm. He's a good kisser. He's super polite. Like, it's great, but the only thing is, like, he thinks he's funny, and he is absolutely not funny.
Like, I love this.
Like, borderline. Like, he'll say something kind of funny, so okay, it's, like, not like a dad joke, and I have to fake laugh, but there's, like, he's crossing some lines. Like, we were out to eat, he thought it would be super funny to unscrew the salt, and so the salt gets all over my fries, now I can't eat them.
That's annoying. It's like a child. A kid does that.
Oh, I'm the only one laughing.
You are the only one laughing.
Oh, no.
And, like, he got the waitress involved at one point and was like, this is my sister, and wanted us to, like, kiss. Like, weird, not cool, like, uncomfortable.
So strange.
I would say something like that, too, on a date.
Would you?
Yeah, I wouldn't kiss her. I'd be like, hey, my sister wants to know, you know, something just off the wall and goofy like that. But I think the guy,
what's
Nikki,
wrong
is just,
with you? Like, do you think that works?
No. We're trying because we know that guys that aren't as good looking as me and the rest of the world have to work for a woman by making her laugh. Or another guy, whoever it is, our partner, we have to make them laugh.
Mm-hmm.
And laughter is the way to someone's heart. Nobody knows this more. This face isn't the way to someone's heart. Amanda fell in love, believe me, not with my face. Amanda fell in love with my sense of humor. I left her a funny voicemail on our first time meeting, and she agreed to go on a date with me. So give the guy some slack. That's what I say, Nikki.
I know, like, but I'm not sure if I can make it like this, if it's really going to be that awful, like, if these jokes are not going to land. So, like, and they're uncomfortable.
I don't typically say dump them, but I don't think I'm down for this one. I don't want to feel like I'm babysitting on a date. So I went through a period of time where I did not date guys that were my age. Like, I refused to because I felt like I was babysitting. And I feel like that's where you are, Nikki.
Yeah. I mean, that's...
All right, hold on, Nikki.
I feel like a little... Okay.
Excuse me for 1 second. I have to talk to Loren. How many times do you tell Dal, no? Dal, no, not funny. See,
not
she's
as many,
smiling.
Not as many as I would have. Like, Dallas is mature. He's not like.
But he's funny. Dallas is a really. Loren's husband is a really, really funny guy. And I've been around where
he's
you go,
funny
Dallas, stop.
85% of the time.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Well, this guy's not funny, though.
Well, give him a chance. He's using new material. All right, what do you guys think? 704-570-9595. Nikki, are you willing to let us decide your date fate based on text messages and calls?
Absolutely. Let's do it.
All right. Nikki says she agrees. She'll go on a second date if we tell her she should after she's dating a guy that's not very funny, but he thinks he is.
The Manny and Loren Show on demand.
Loren, Nikki says that she's been on two dates. They lasted more than an hour, so she's been with this guy for about 5 hours, okay. 6 hours total. And he thinks he's funny, but he's really not. And Nikki, everything else about the guy is really good, right?
Absolutely. Like, I really do like him. There's good chemistry. It feels nice when he's not making jokes.
All right. A lot of people are saying date him, but then we get this message from Alyssa in Belmont that says dump him. No one wants to spend every date having to fake laugh at unfunny jokes.
How I feel.
Megan in Gastonia says date him.
You are getting a lot of dates.
He seems like he's just trying to impress you. Hey, someone says groom him, then date him. Arvis wants to say hi to you. Arvis, hey.
All right, so I say that you should probably have a conversation with him and see if he, you know, makes some minor adjustments. And if he continues the inappropriate behavior, then you drop him.
Okay.
I mean, that's good advice.
Yeah, groom him.
I'm nervous to talk to him, but I
agree.
I
who are you, a judge on America's Got Talent, where now you got to all of a sudden tell the guy what he can and
or
can't
change
do?
Change him, or I don't know.
Ashlyn, you're echoing what a lot of people are texting in and saying. Go ahead, you're on with Nikki.
Oh, I'm sorry, did you say Ashlyn?
Yes.
Hi, yeah, I say date him, and don't try to change him. I feel like one day you're going to appreciate, if you guys make it, you're going to appreciate this sense of humor. And him not being serious all the time. I mean, let him have fun. I mean, maybe tell him to not do the salt thing again. But outside of that, let him have some fun. He's trying to make you laugh. He might be nervous, too.
I think so. I agree with you, Ashlyn. Yeah. And I agree with what you said about the salt. There's nothing funny about ruining someone's French fries.
Although I do put a lot of salt on my French fries.
Although somebody goes, but wait, hold on, you guys. Everyone that's saying date him, this is the second date. It's not going to get better.
That's what I said. I mean, is he still nervous on the second date? I mean, if we get to five dates and he's still making these jokes, they're not going to quit.
But she likes him on every other level. Nikki, you got to date him. You got to continue to date him, okay?
All right. I mean, I will try. And like I said, like, let's see what happens. Maybe it's nerves. I don't know.
Buy him a joke book.
Yeah, use these books.
There you go. All right. Thanks for coming on, Nikki. And thanks for listening to the show. We appreciate you.
It's the Manny and Loren Show.
I love you guys, by the way. I listen every morning.
On Kiss 95.1.
It's not a knock on the state you grew up in, Loren, Florida. But the three of us all went to Florida and came back with some sort of gunk, including producer Nicole, who came back Monday night but couldn't come into work yesterday because she felt like crap. You feeling better, Nicole?
Yeah, for the most part.
Yeah, you sounded like you were in bad shape yesterday.
Mm-hmm. I did. I woke up and, like, I went to bed feeling but I woke up and as I was, like, getting ready for work, I've never fainted.
Whoa.
But I had to, like, sit down and I was like, this don't feel right.
That's how I felt that day, that you had to take me over to the urgent care.
Yeah. I'm telling you, I called it the Florida flu, but, like, legitimately, all three of us went to Florida and came back with something.
Yeah. Yeah, I still am convinced that I haven't gotten rid of what I've had for the last 2 months. I need to go see my GP and get that taken care of, but... Oh, it's an interesting thing because I was talking to Nicole before she left, and I said, are you flying? And she goes, no, we're taking the dogs.
Yeah.
So, like, Nicole, will you never leave the dogs with somebody? Like, will you always just take the dogs with you no matter where you're going? Is that kind of the plan?
I mean, if I'm going someplace within driving distance, like, when we go out to Utah to elope, like, the dogs won't come for that. Like, we'll fly for that.
But, right.
But if we're going to, like, Atlanta... Florida, we're going to Pittsburgh. Like, the dogs all come to that because it's all within driving distance.
But when you do your honeymoon, obviously you're not going to take the dogs to Europe.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just the two dogs that you're taking. And they travel good?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, don't you ever feel like you want to take off from the dogs? Because then you have to, so you go to Florida, you're going on a little vacation, but don't you have to go back to the room to let them out and stuff?
Listen, traveling with dogs is a lot easier than traveling with kids. So at least I can leave him in the room.
But it's good training.
That's a good point. Hold on a second. Let me let that sink in.
I mean, yeah, I'll definitely admit, like, there are times where, I mean, just, like, anything. But my, like, our dogs are our best friends. So it's, like,
right.
like, being able to walk with them on the beach, like, as sad as it is, like, you only get, like, 12 summers with your dogs if you're lucky. Oh. So, like, why not? I mean, they're my best friends. I'm going to have more fun with them. And if
Make
they're not there,
with your dogs.
And if they're not there, I'm just going to miss them or whoever's with them. I'm going to ask for pictures. So
yeah.
that's true.
Might as well bring them. And like I said, we left them in the room, had all day drinking on the beach. Didn't yeah. have to worry about a kid running around.
What about you guys? 704-570-9595. Are you the type of fam that takes the dog everywhere? Like, you load up the car and the fam. Who coughed, by the way? Who
Sorry,
was that?
I did.
That was you. I couldn't yeah. tell if that was you or Nicole. No, could be any one of us.
Yeah.
Do you take the dog with you wherever you go? 704-570-9595. You could take the dogs into stores now, even if they're not service dogs. Nobody really complains about that anymore.
I used to take Woofer everywhere. I used to take Woofer to the movie theater. Okay? I used to take him to the theater.
What movie did he enjoy?
I'm trying to think what was out, like, when he was around. I don't know. Titanic. I have
Shades.
No idea.
No, it wasn't that long ago. He probably enjoyed...
Yeah, Wolf was old AF.
Yeah, but he probably enjoyed 50 Shades.
Yeah.
And then the first Jurassic Park in 1993. All right. We'd love to hear from you if you travel with your dog everywhere. We'll do that. And Air New Zealand is doing something shocking. We'll talk about it coming up. It's the Manny and Loren Morning Show. All right, real quick. I know we're up against a break, but I want to talk to two people who bring their dogs with them everywhere they go.
Okay.
One person, Loren's got 5 dogs that travel with them. Producer Nicole's only got 2 that she takes with them.
That's a lot.
And
5 dogs?
Yeah, I know. No kidding. Jackie.
Hey.
Hey, how does it work with 5 dogs?
Well, like Nicole said, if I didn't have them with me, I would miss them, but I would always worry about them, too. Like, are they okay? Are they being treated well? I don't trust anybody with them, so it's just better for me if I just take them with me.
But where do you fit 5 dogs?
Yeah, how do you even travel with 5 dogs? What do you have?
Do you have a minivan? Do you get 2 rooms in a hotel? Like,
I have a minivan, and we usually just do an Airbnb.
Okay. So you get a whole
house.
That
way we yeah. all fit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, what about, Nicole and Jackie, what about you guys when you go someplace, hire a rover so that you could do, like, you know, you hire a rover in Florida or wherever Jackie takes the dogs. And then this way you guys don't have to worry about getting back to the Airbnb or the hotel to take care of the dogs. Just an idea from Uncle Beanie.
Hmm.
I don't know what, like, yeah, are you thinking that I'm out from sunup to sundown?
That with a lot of worry and anxiety of, I don't know that person, you don't know me, you don't know my dogs, and this is, what if you hit my dogs or young? Just any of these
right,
you know,
right.
little things I think of.
Yeah, I
Jackie
get it.
Is completely, completely obsessed with anybody injuring her dogs, and I get that. Yeah, no, but I don't think you're out from sunout to sunup, but, like, what if you're going on, like, you sometimes do educational vacations where, like, you would go and you'd look at some, you know, historic things. Well,
yeah, like, I mean, we went and explored, like, downtown St. Augustine, and we did a ghost tour. And another morning, like, we did a kayak tour. But, I mean, even that, like, I'm not gone for 10 hours.
Right.
So, like, if,
okay,
like, wake up, take the dogs out, go do things for 6 hours, come back. Like, I mean, our dogs are trained. Like, they're good.
Yeah. Okay. Colby, what's your deal? You take your dogs everywhere, Colby, in York?
Everywhere, yeah. My mom has 2 tiny toy poodles, and they go with us literally everywhere because they fit in their pocket.
Why are you whispering? You're normally loud when you
I
talk
know.
To us.
Why are we whispering?
Where are you?
She's at work.
Sorry, I'm trying to check in. No, I was trying to check in. My daughter's graduating 4th grade today.
Oh. But you took the time to call us. We love you.
We love you. Go deal with that.
I love you guys. No, so I have a 90-pound Pibble and a 50-pound Pibble lab mix. And they go on vacation with us, but, like, if I go to the store, they don't go with me because they don't know how to act in public. But my mom has 2 tiny toy poodles, and I put them in my pocket. We just roll out.
Oh, God, Colby, you're missing it.
I know.
No, I'm not. I'm right here.
No, I hear the music playing.
Everyone's like, shh, ma'am, could you put your phone away?
Colby's like, it doesn't matter. My dogs are way more important than my daughter anyway. All right, we love you, Colby.
I love you, Colby.
Bye, guys. Love you, too.
All right, bye. There she goes. There's Colby from New York. Hey, somebody wants to know when Woofer's coming back from the vet. Like, we have to have a date at some point,
right.
Someone says.
I don't know. They haven't called me yet.
Nah.
It's the Manny and Lorenz Show.
All right, what is Air New Zealand doing that's gotten a lot of people all up in arms?
With good reason.
They shrunk first class to one seat?
No. They are asking passengers to weigh in before they get on their flight.
No way.
Yes. They say we weigh everything on an aircraft, from the cargo to the meals on board to the luggage in the hold. So we need to weigh the passengers, too.
I'm looking to see here. I mean, is Air New Zealand a big airline? Are they flying big planes?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they're international planes. Flights.
Yeah.
Oh, it's actually a nice airplane.
Yeah, I know. Look at the sleeper cars.
Wow.
Are you
sure? Well, maybe I'm on board now. No, I'm just kidding.
weigh me out if I get to lay down.
Yeah, but this is like...
Weigh me and lay me. That should be their...
Weigh me and lay me.
That should be their new slogan for Air New Zealand. Because I could lay down on their new Dreamliner and sleep.
Mm-hmm. Well, like, my whole thing is, they're not asking people what they weigh. Like, ballpark. You know what I mean? First of all, nobody would ever tell the truth anyway.
Yes. Ask me how much I weigh.
How much do you weigh?
170.
Is that right?
No. Not even close.
I wouldn't even begin to tell you what I weigh. Like, I just wouldn't do it. I'd be like, no.
Tell me how much you want to weigh.
130 would be nice.
Yeah.
128.
Okay, so now with process of elimination, I know you're not those weights. But that's crazy, though.
I mean, that's like, I don't know. I just think, like, your age and your weight, those aren't things that, like, people should be privy to unless you give them the information. Now, your age is on your ID card, so they do have that.
But they're doing it because it is an issue sometimes when you take off. You got to balance the plane out. Luggage and all that stuff.
They say that you won't know, like, they're like, it's completely anonymous. So the employee will not know, the other passengers will not know what you weigh, nobody actually sees the number. So then why do I have to get on the scale? Can you not just ballpark?
It goes into a computer, I bet.
They need to get one of those, like, carny guys
that can stand there. Yeah.
And he doesn't need to say anything out loud. He just needs to gauge how much somebody weighs and type it in the computer.
Step right up. Come up to Air New Zealand. I'm going to get you on this flight with service to Seattle. Ma'am, let me see you. And then writes down on a little pad and then hands it over to somebody.
Right, because those guys are, like, freakishly good at telling, like, what you weigh.
Step right up. Who's next? Unlike when they say now, people in group one are now ready to board and everybody gets up. When the guy who's trying to guess your weight says step right up, nobody's going to step up.
Right.
Everybody will just sit there and be like, you're not guessing my weight.
It's the Manny and Lorenz Show on Kiss 95.1.
All right, we've got tickets to go see Transformers Rise of the Beasts at the North Lake Theater this coming Monday. It's an advanced screening. And I want to play a game, but you need to know a thing or two about movies to win these movie passes. So if you know some movies, some rom-coms specifically.
Okay, what do you mean about movies? Like names of movies?
No, if I give you the plot, you got to know the name of the movie.
Oh, okay.
All right, rom-coms. And I'm going to give you an example here in a second. But 704-570-9595, call now. Caller number, whoever, Nicole, I don't care. We just need one player to play.
Let's do nine. Keep it consistent.
Caller number nine gets to play, fine. 704-570-9595 to see the advanced screening of Transformers Rise of the Beasts. And here's an example of what you would need to know to win. We got a game that our crew in the back wrote up for us, and we didn't play it. It was for prom season. But prom season here in the Carolinas kind of came and went really quick, and we had other things that we had going on. But, for instance, I'm going to give you the plot. You tell me the name of the movie, okay?
Oh, yeah.
All right, movie where Molly Ringwald is attractive in a very light shade of red.
Pretty in Pink.
Is that your final answer,
yes.
Pretty in Pink?
Yes.
That would mean that you would get one correct.
Okay.
All right, you see what I'm working with here?
Mm-hmm.
How about another one? Kevin Bacon fights against a small town's ban on dancing before the prom.
Can I answer it?
Yes.
Footloose.
Footloose is correct. Okay. So Lorenz seems to know a thing or two about this. So we need someone to play right now. And I know, see producer Nicole is getting somebody on the phone for us to play. Name that prom movie thing. It's probably why we didn't play it. Because I was like, you guys didn't have a cool name for it.
Yeah.
Movies with prom scenes. In honor of the prom season that just came and went. Winner will walk away with Transformers Rise of the Beasts. Advanced screening tickets. Lulu and Charlotte. Good morning, Lulu.
Hi, morning.
You pretty good with movies, Lulu?
Not really.
All right. Well, we'll see how you do.
Yes, some of these are easy. Some of them are harder. We'll let Lulu go first. If Lulu gets three correct before Loren does, then she's off to the screening, okay? All right, Lulu, here we go. What movie is this? Teenager goes back in time to make sure that his parents' prom date happens, that it makes sure his parents actually go to prom together. What movie is that?
Come on, you got this.
A teenager goes back in time to ensure that his parents' prom date goes into existence.
Blockers.
No, that isn't correct. Loren, what movie is that?
It's Back to the Future.
It is Back to the Future.
Oh.
Did you see that one ever?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Here we go. Lulu, let's see. The movie that made Fetch happen.
The movie that made Fetch happen?
Yep.
Mean Girls?
That is correct. Yeah. There you go. Mean Girls. All right. It's 1-1.
See,
Loren.
You got this?
The Dynamite Guy dances with Deb.
Huh.
The Dynamite Guy in this movie dances with Deb.
I don't know.
No answer there. All right. Lulu, do you know?
Napoleon Dynamite.
Napoleon Dynamite. That's the answer we were looking for.
What the heck are you guys doing? Trying to ruin my life and make me look like a freaking idiot?
It's 2-1. Hey, Loren.
Yeah.
A human girl and a vampire fall in love.
Twilight.
That is correct. It is 2-2. All right. Lulu for the win. Zac Efron, Ashley Tisdale, and Vanessa Hudgens in their third movie as they prepare for senior year, including prom. Zac Efron, Ashley Tisdale, and Vanessa Hudgens in their third movie.
The High School Musical?
High School Musical 3, senior year is correct. Congratulations, you won your way in to the advanced screening of Transformers Rise of the Beast Monday night.
There you go.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
You got it, Lulu.
You got it. Hold on a second, okay?
Okay.
All right, thanks for listening and thank you for playing. Loren, what about this one?
Mm-hmm.
Freddie Prinze Jr. bets he can transform Rachel Lee Cook into the prom queen.
It's not called Who's That Girl? It's called, She's That Girl.
She's All That.
She's All That.
Very close. Very close.
Right there.
Good job. Prom trivia. Love it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.